To call to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council of September 9, 2015. The time is 7:48 PM. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Alderpersons Truworthy. Magnusheski. Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platash. Sanchez. Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Babone.
Here.
Giantonio.
Present.
Smedley. Salerno.
Here.
Maples.
Here.
Walensky.
Present.
13 present, Your Honor.
Mr. Clerk, could we all please rise for the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, as we mark the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, we ask for your blessings and help in continuing our struggles to live in a free, peaceful, and just world. Look down on the men and women who are placed in harm's way, defending our liberties and way of life. Give our world leaders the courage and vision to protect all free citizens from future harm and help lead the world through the strength of our convictions and ideals. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. I'm pleased to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Deputy Chief. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Yes. Alderwoman Walensky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to identify that Alderman Sanchez is not here this evening because he has a work commitment which he needed to attend to and could not leave. And I believe that Alderwoman Magnusheski may be ill. So I just wanted to have that for the record. Thank you.
Our microphones have been tweaked. I feel like I'm louder and I'm projecting. Right. I can hear myself this time.
No feedback.
No feedback.
Yeah, no feedback.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman.
Thank you, Alderman.
I don't know. Not me.
No, that's Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I know that Mr. Moriarty said a few things about Mike Hadbab retiring, but I would just like to echo his comments and just say, you know, just a few things. You know, it's always a sad day when you have someone that's worked for the city leave after so long. Mike was hired here in 1974 as a laborer at Stanley Golf Course.
I was young.
Sure. And a good example of how you can rise through the ranks here at City Hall and end out your time at the top and as director of our field services division. So he was in 2005, he was appointed as superintendent of parks. And I just want to say, I think Mike has done an absolutely excellent job. And he's been someone that we've all relied on quite heavily to ensure that the job gets done. And I'm real proud of everything that he's been able to do for the city and thankful for him. I know he's not here tonight, but, you know, Mike most notably was helped in a large part with the construction of Willowbrook Pool, Willow Street Park, the Beehive Stadium renovations, Veteran Stadium upgrades, the Walnut Hill Park renovation, and numerous other projects. And Mike's been really involved as well with the Bike New Britain program, and we're really grateful for him for participating in that as well. So Mike's going to be truly missed. We'll be having a little send-off for him appropriately tomorrow here at City Hall. We'll have a little cake, a little goodbyes. Tomorrow is his last day. And we thank Bill DeMayo for stealing another stellar employee from us. We won't hold it against Newington, though. But 41 years is a long time, and I just want to make sure that we certainly wish him well. So, Mike, if you're watching at home, which you probably aren't, but everyone else that's watching at home, wish you well in your retirement. For approval of minutes, Alderman Collins.
Minutes.
Yes, we do. Okay. I make a motion to accept and adopt the minutes from our regular meeting of July 8th, 2015, the minutes from our regular meeting of June 10th, 2015, the minutes from our special meeting of June 10th, 2015, the minutes from our special meeting of June 10th, 2015, and also the regular meeting of June 24th, 2015.
Did you do July 8th? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, okay. All right, seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions, comments, changes? See none. All those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Amendments to the agenda?
No.
No amendments to the agenda. Okay. Mr. Clerk for petitions.
Yes, we have three. First one is from Alderman Truworthy. Please conduct a traffic study at the corner of Shuttle Meadow Avenue and Linwood Street. This is a high-volume intersection in a residential neighborhood. Please investigate for safety and traffic control problems.
Refer that to the Police Commission.
Okay, the second one is from Alderman Naples and Alderman Smedley. Please investigate speeding on Francis Street between Carlton Street and Stanley Street and the possibility of installing three-way stop signs at the intersection of Francis Street and Park Drive.
The Police Commission as well.
Okay, third one is from Alderman Naples. To amend the zoning ordinances of the City of New Britain to delete existing subsection 30-20-630, the definition of, quote, rooming house, close quote, and insert new text to make the definition consistent with the definition of, quote, rooming house, close quote, in section 13-18 of the City of New Britain Code of Ordinances.
Okay, we'll send that to City Plan and to the Council Zoning Subcommittee.
Okay, Zoning Committee, you said?
Yeah, the Council Zoning.
Yes, okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. All right, Consent Agenda, Alderwoman Collins.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The only items that we have removed from the consent agenda is item J and item L. If there is any other people that would like something removed, let me know now.
Can I have item A removed, please, just for clarification?
Excuse me?
Can I have item A removed, please?
Item A. Okay, item A, J, and L are removed from the consent agenda. Therefore, the following items are on consent. Items B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, M, N, O, P, Q, and Q.
And R.
Oh, yeah, and R are on consent agenda.
Okay. Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
All the persons Truworthy, Black,
yes.
Collins,
yes.
Platosh,
yes.
Carlozzi,
yes.
DeFranzo,
yes.
Salvio,
yes.
Pabon,
yes.
D'Antonio,
yes.
Smedley,
yes.
Salerno,
yes.
Naples,
yes.
Belinsky,
yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Item A, Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you. Make the motion to accept and adopt item A.
Second. Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
So I had put in a petition a while back about parking signs on Bassett Street. I think this is what this report is referring to, that petition, unless someone else went in. Is this yours, Alderman?
Yes, Alderman, I did, yes.
Okay, all right, so then.
I can speak.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to be clear that the petition that I had put in was in making sure that the signs were there and that there were adequate no parking signs at the lower end of Bassett Street at the opposite end from North End School. So I think I got confused on which petition this was. So
Madam Chairman, if I may?
Yeah. Alderman Salerno.
Yes, Alderman. No, I had placed the petition in at a request of citizens on Bassett Street. There some duplicative parking in the area.
Yep.
Things have changed over there. Some of the parking signs, at least allegedly, were not visible or readable,
right.
And the
yes.
question was, were they worthwhile? So
yep.
When I put in the petition was to check it out, Traffic Division came back with this response,
okay.
Such as it is.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item L, J, Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt item J.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
I think this is probably Mr. Pellegrino. Yes, sir. Thank you. This is a report and
good evening.
Authorization for approximately $600,000 for the garages, parking garages, elevators. And that's a sizable chunk of change. So I was wondering if you just through you, Your Honor, if you could give the council a brief update on what.
Yes, I can. The $600,000
The money's, there's two pots of money here. One is coming out of the bond authorization for the restoration to the two garages, and the other's coming out of LOSEP. You guys have all ridden the elevators in the garages, and they kind of shake, rattle, and roll. They haven't been, they've just been maintained for years, 30 years or so, and there's a bunch of work that needs to get done to restoration to the equipment in the penthouse, which is antique. It's logic relay, if anybody knows what that is. We're going to go back to solid. We're going to go to solid state. Replace the ropes, the cables that run these elevators, the tracks, the door operators, interior, pretty up the interiors a little bit. That's going to continue on until we run out of that $600,000. We're going to start with the two over here at Bartolotto and work our way to the worst two that are over at Cessna Garage.
Okay. Thank you very much for that recap. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I have a couple questions. Of course, I'm really aware of these elevators in the Bartolotto parking garage. I guess the first thing I wanted to know is the work going to be done at the same time on both
no.
of the elevator? Okay, because
no.
you know
and there will
going
be,
here.
Right, there will be some issues. One will be down for a period of time. And when that does take place, we will have a standby elevator person ready to respond to the other elevator at any given time. So if that goes down, we shouldn't be without elevator service too long.
Okay. I guess, you know, my concern is we certainly do have plenty of employees that have health issues. And so that's why I was first asking why, if they were going to be closed at the same time, and if they're not going to be closed at the same time, and there are problems with the one that will be working, if there's some issues, are we going to be able to provide some type of parking spots for some of the employees that require?
What we've done in the past, we've had a couple of incidences, unfortunately, where both of the elevators did go down. Mm-hmm. Not too often, but it does happen. And, you know, the people that are able to walked up the ramps or the steps, we had some folks that, you know, couldn't get around too good, and we actually shuttled them up to their cars. You know, if there should be a period of time where, for some reason, we don't have elevator services, yes, your answer is yes, we'll make some room on the lower levels to take care of these folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item L, Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, and I make a motion to accept and adopt item L.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
I saw Mr. Pokorsky in here earlier, and I,
there he is. He's
I might see him now. Great, thank you. This is $133,000 purchase order or authorization for technological improvements. And again, that's a sizable dollar amount, so wondering if you just maybe give an update on what we're doing here.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. It's our primary infrastructure within the data center. So all our servers, all our processes are all virtual. And with this purchase, we're ending a life expectancy of the current one. The current one we purchased when I first arrived here, that was over 4 years ago. Actually, it was 5 years ago since we purchased that. Typical life expectancy is 4 years for computer equipment. So essentially, it involves the switching, the hosting, the processing, and the storage of every single process within our enterprise. We're exceeding I/O time. In other words, the processing speeds are slowing down. We have a greater needs. The scope of the entire city hall has been increasing in IT. So it no longer is sustainable. Current configuration is no longer sustainable. So essentially, it's going to speed up processing. It's going to allow us to add more servers on the network should we need it. Currently, we're hosting the IFAS system, and again, I know many probably complain about the processing speed on it. This should improve processing, but I'd like to also mention that hosting, if the vendor had hosted, it would be $50,000 a year to host that application. And so it pays for itself in 3 years just for that one application. On top of that, just like the town clerk mentioned today, we had a new COT system. We have new QDS tax. These are all bigger machines with bigger resource driven processes. So everything's getting bigger. There's a bigger need for processing. There's a bigger need for memory. And again, these disks spin. They've been spinning for 4 or 5 years, and we're just kind of playing with we just don't want to take that chance anymore. So I find it prudent to move on this as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Again, through you to Mr. Pokorsky. So are there capabilities that will be able to be added to the system for the public that offering this or authorizing this will allow? Or is it really maintenance on it?
Yeah, scale? It's, you know, it's for the business of City Hall, essentially. And again, you know, as we do have our website on this also. And so the building software for complaints, anything that's public facing is also hosted there. I mean, we host it on that infrastructure. So again, anything that we have running, any kind of back end processing, whether it's file services, web services, mail, you know, which is obviously necessary for a business to run. Every single process, every single computer that we use runs on this type of infrastructure. And so what this will do is it'll address the processing, it'll address the networking with redundancies, so we maintain uptimes. Everything that needs to be addressed is essentially being addressed here for that purpose, for the purpose of keeping the servers running data center.
And life expectancy?
Again, most are warranted for 4 years. Most hardware warranted for 4 years. I pushed it pushed our current to its fifth year, but it's according to plan. And again, I suspect 4 to 5 years out, we'll be doing the same.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pokorsky.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Oh, hold on, Adam. Alderman Salerno.
Yeah. Thank you. Through you, mm-hmm. Madam Chairman. Just a comment to you, Mr. Pokorsky, during the Board of Finance and Taxation part of the explanation that you had given, I want to commend you for that, because it really was talking about getting back to the 21st century and on our computer and data processing and continuing to move forward. I think it was a learning lesson, certainly for me and for the Board of Taxation, when that was discussed, some details, and this is sort of an example of where we have to go forward. So I commend you for that. And anyone ever has an opportunity next time around in budgetary time when they come in to talk about their budgets, each department does so. I think it's a wonderful lesson to hear. Thank you.
Thanks. Alderman Walensky.
I just have a quick question, and I see Mr. Donnelly's here, but this says it services all city departments. Does that include the police department?
We support the police department. We provide them with mail services and internet service. So because this is a server infrastructure, it does in fact provide them with email. So we do that for the police department.
Okay. So because I'm aware that we're going to need additional data storage for the police department with some of the additional technologies were there, and I'm just wondering if that was covered under this, but I'm sure that that's probably because of privacy and all other security issues, that's probably going to be a separate item. I just wanted to validate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pokorsky. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to resolutions. And we have item number one, Alderman Platosh.
Item number one, I move to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is a St. Peter Church Oktoberfest, which will be held September 26th, 2015 at 98 Franklin Square. And we don't have a times for it, but I'm sure it's going to be a great time. This is the first time they're asking for a license for it, so I wish them good luck.
Thank you. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 2, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 2.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
And before I go any further, I would like to, so I don't forget at the end, invite all council members to sign on to this resolution. The resolution is, and I apologize for not being there, but I think there's enough space for that. This resolution is regarding Patriot Day and the National Day of Service and Remembrance 2015. As reflected in the comments from Fire Commissioner Sharon Beretta, who has since left the chambers, it seems like, as well as the comments in the prayer from the town clerk, this is in remembrance of, you know, the tragic events that took place on September 11, 2001. I would just like to, which I think all of us will never forget. I would like to just read the resolved, the two resolves. Now, therefore, which the resolution does go through some of the other comments of what took place, but I think that, as I said, they've already been mentioned, the tragic events. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Common Council of the City of New Britain recognize September 11, 2015 as Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance. Mm-hmm. As a reminder of all that was lost, gratitude for the many sacrifices made, and to proclaim that the unyielding strength of the United States of America cannot be destroyed by any evil act inflicted on its people. And be it further resolved that the Mayor and the Common Council of the City of New Britain encourage all to show support for this day of remembrance by exhibiting the flag of our great nation, the American flag, outside our homes, our businesses, and our municipal buildings at half staff in honor of the many sacrifices of that historic day, and join together to remember this event, honor all involved, comfort those who need comforting, and show love where there is a deficiency. And I think that says it all, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any further comment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion proudly carries. Resolution number 3, Alderman Platosh.
Resolution number 3, this is a state grant for our health department, and it's for
Can I have a second on that?
No, motion.
Let's
make a motion first. Motion.
You need to make a motion, Alderman.
Move to accept and adopt.
Second.
I'm sorry.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Okay.
This is a state grant for our health department for lead poisoning and prevention, and it's for $33,244.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderman Platosh.
Item number 4, I move to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Alderman.
This is another state grant for $53,044 for bioterrorism and emergency preparedness.
Thank you. Any questions, comment? Alderman Smedley.
I'm not sure who to refer this question to, but what is this actually?
The health department is here and would be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Francine Triglio. I'm the nursing supervisor at the health department.
Hi, Francine.
And I'm in charge of this grant.
So I guess my direct question would be exactly what population does this affect? And even the prior one, if you can comment on that one too. I didn't get a chance to raise my hand in question.
Oh, okay.
But what exactly is set up and prepared for this?
Well, for this grant, we've been doing this since the events of 2001.
Okay.
Ever since then, the FEMA has been giving money to do preparedness planning for public health emergencies. So we actually do a lot of things to make sure that our citizens are safe during a public health emergency. Training, drills, planning, shelter planning. We set up an emergency registry with Adams Health for people who can't get out of their home if something happens. during the storm, we call them, make sure they're okay, they don't need help.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you want to know about the lead grant?
Yes.
Go for it.
The lead grant, we utilize the money to follow children with an elevated lead level. So we're mandated by the State Department of Public Health that if someone has a 15 or 20 or over, because it causes brain damage in children less than 6 years old, that we have to do case management services and inspect the home and educate them in how to mediate the problem, and a lot of follow-up with the physician's office.
Okay. Don't eat the paint chips. Thanks.
Not eating paint. Thank you. Thank you, Francine. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Platosh.
Item number 5, I move to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is another state grant for our health department. This is for a $81,691, and this is collection from health per capita for our health department. And combined total is 156,000 from our previous year. So we're just adding on to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Anyone have any questions for Francine? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 6, Alderman Platosh.
Item number 6. I move to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky.
Yeah, this is another state grant for $25,114 for our children. And this is obesity in schools for our grades 6th and grade 9. Thank you.
All those in favor of accepting the amount signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 7, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 7.
Seconded by Alderman Truworthy.
Resolution number 7 is a budget transfer of LOSIP dollars for the of $19,107 for the dog pond roof renovations. Chief Wardwell is here if folks have other questions, but basically, Sergeant Keller, who runs the facility down there with some other folks from the police department, has raised this as an issue, whereas in the wintertime, water comes in, it freezes in the trough. They have a difficult time cleaning the kennels where the dogs are, as well as it on the outside, because the overhang isn't large enough or goes far out enough. The sidewalk in front of the kennels gets all iced over. It makes it very difficult to and hinders the adoption process during the winter, as well as a safety factor for anyone who really wants to even come out and try and adopt a dog. And throughout the year, we do take dogs in, and there are issues there. So this money is being transferred so that we can make the reparations and fix that before winter time, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Any further questions? Comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, I believe we should roll call this one.
All the persons Truworthy.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Abone.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution number 8, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item number 8.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a budget amendment in the Public Works Utility Sewer in the amount of $100,000. A reserve of monies was recognized and allocated within this fund balance. The sewer fund is a special revenue fund for the City of New Britain, And whereas the Public Works Division needs a truck-mounted high-pressure sewer cleaner to make our operations more efficient, we will be taking, we'll be increasing the fund balance by 100 and then spending it on the truck-mounted high-pressure sewer cleaner. I urge its adoption.
Thank you, Alderman.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Director Bly is here if anyone has any questions for him. Also, Sam Plumley from the Fleet Division. Seeing none. Mr. Clerk.
All the persons Truworthy.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Walensky.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution number 9, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 9 is a resolution allowing the city to accept grant money in the total of $375,000 to keep our after-school program at our elementary schools of Chamberlain, Gaffney, Jefferson, Lincoln, North End, Smith, and Smalley for students in grades 3 through 5, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 10, Alderman Naples.
I move to accept and adopt item 10.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
This is a new program called High Voltage Art, where we're going to encourage local artists to decorate or paint original paintings on power service boxes that right now are decorated with graffiti. We're hoping to reduce the graffiti by doing this, and we have to set up an account to receive donations. And runners agreed to start it, kick it off with $1,000 from the mayor's golf tournament. So there's provisions for other people to donate to this program. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions? Comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 10, 11, Alderman Giantoni.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 11.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 11 allows the city to accept a $150,000 grant from the American Savings Foundation to support our after-school program in our middle schools. The previous one was in our elementary, so this one is with our middle schools. Of Pulaski and Slade for grades students in grades 6 through 8 to attend an after-school program. And I urge adoption.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 12, Alderman Salerno. Surprise.
Look it over, Your Honor. I apologize for that. This is the resolution I request that we accept and adopt. I have a motion to accept it. I have a motion to accept and adopt.
Second.
Second by Alderman Pabon.
As a resolution summary of this is that the Parks and Recreation and Community Services Department is seeking approval to enter into contract with the TLB Architecture for Architectural Engineering Services for the rehabilitation of the AW Stanley Parks, Stanley Park pools. The effort obviously will be to begin the process that we have talked about here in the council for a long period of time with regard to, especially this year, to realize that the AW Stanley pool has been around for about 40 years. It's time for renovation. It's time for to improve on that. I believe we've had something to the effect of 40,000 visits during the course of the summer, which is an astronomical amount. So the pools need to be in repair, need to be repaired over time. The $181,000 for this particular resolution is the beginning of the process. We'll actually deal with the architectural design, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 13, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item number 13.
Second.
Accept and refer. I'm so sorry.
To the HUD.
To the HUD committee. Yeah. Your Honor, I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer to the HUD's grant committee.
Got it.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Alderman Carlozzi.
Your Honor, I do need to excuse myself at this point due to a personal conflict of interest related to this.
Let the record reflect.
Thank you very much, and also that I will not attend the HUD Grants Committee meeting as well.
Adios, muchacho.
Go home early.
Ciao, ciao.
Director Malinowski would like to pipe in briefly.
Altman, if you could you state the purpose of your conflict?
I do apologize. There is grant applications submitted on behalf of the school district executed by myself to the HUD committee. Thank you.
Goodbye. Get out.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a 2015 consolidated plan substantial amendment. The Commission on Community and Neighborhood Development met on July the 9th and approved this substantial amendment number one to the 2015 annual consolidated plan, transferring out of a number of different programs over the years from fiscal years going back to 2006 up to and including 2015. These are leftover money in some cases, and in other cases monies which will not be expended, and therefore they are going to be transferred into brick and mortar projects. And so I urge its referral to the committee. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Any questions on the referral? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Sure. Alderwoman Belinsky, you'd like to clarify?
Thank you. I was in error about Alderwoman Magnuszewski. She is traveling, and she is out of state this evening. So I just wanted to clarify that for the record.
For the record, Mr. Clerk. Second. Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Jewerthy, seconded by Alderman Belinsky. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:25 p.m. Good night.
Those for the HUD Grants Committee, hang on, we're going to have another meeting.
If anyone wants to sign on to number two, please see me before I leave.
Can we just do this?